Hello, dear listener. This is the Glory Place Podcast with Tim Daniels. On this podcast, we share insights from the Word of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit on matters concerning our relationship with God, the Christian faith, and the Christian life from a balanced perspective. We believe you will be enlightened, inspired, challenged, and blessed as you listen. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Hello, my dear listener. Thank you for making the right choice to listen to this podcast. Have you ever wondered what is the greatest decision a person can make in this earthly life? Have you ever wondered why, when a child is born into this world, as he grows up, he doesn't need to be taught how to be selfish or stubborn or strong-headed? Even though the child may have not been influenced by anyone physically, he just turns out that way. So it just turns out that his natural tendency is towards naughty behavior and bad manners, which, if left unchecked, the child can actually turn out to become a nuisance to himself, you know, to his family and to the community at large. And so he begins to be taught and trained by his parents or by whoever on proper morals and ethical behaviors. So there is something we have come to know and which we call the original sin. And therein actually lies the root of the issue. Deep within the heart of every typical human being lies this inherent or inherited nature of sin and unholiness. And I'm sure you can testify to that because we see the results of this all around our world today. All the wickedness in the world, all the evils in the world. Because since the disobedience and fall of Adam in the beginning, every man and woman made of flesh and blood, born into this world, became slaves to their own selfish desires and lusts. A state of being which no power in the physical realm of existence can overcome. Man became his own great enemy, unable to help or save himself from his sinful cravings. God, our Creator, on the other hand, he designed life in such a way that every act of sin against him must be paid for. And not just by saying, God, I am sorry, but actually paid for with blood. And really, we are not meant to understand everything about God or his ways in our earthly time. So we see, for instance, in the Old Testament of the Bible that they always had to offer bulls and goats, you know, sacrifices for them to be able to atone for their sins. But then the blood of bulls and goats were not enough to save the whole of humanity. So the same God, because of his great love for us, he had a plan for our eternal salvation. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, who was born by a virgin on this earth, this present earth, this same earth in which we live. Over 2,000 years ago, he walked on this earth. So he lived a sinless life, but then he was crucified and he was put to death. So he paid with his blood as the perfect sacrifice once and for all for all sins of all of humanity. So be it the past sins, the present sins, or even the future sins of all of humanity, it's already paid for. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after he was buried, and then he later ascended to heaven, where he is today, sitting at the right hand of God in heaven. And not just that, God also went the extra mile to send his Holy Spirit to us after Jesus ascended to heaven, so as to enable us to have a fellowship and relationship with him, and also to give us a new nature on our inside, which will empower us to live holy lives. So without the help of the Holy Spirit, actually, that ability to live the holy life is not given to any human being, because we are so far from perfection. Now, the choice is left to every man and woman to either accept God's free love gift of salvation and the price which he has already paid through the sacrifice of Jesus, or to pay for their sins by themselves. So it is actually a choice that everyone will have to make, because there is no escaping God's judgment. So no matter the amount of years or the number of years you live on earth, the Bible makes it clear that we are all going to face God's judgment. But there is the opportunity today, as we are still alive, to find forgiveness, to ask God for forgiveness and to be forgiven, and also to find hope, eternal hope through Jesus Christ, while God's mercy still exists. Because a time will come in the afterlife, after this life, when God's mercy will no longer be available, because everyone would have had the opportunity to accept his mercy while they were living on earth. So to be saved from the torment of hellfire, which is the final destination of the unrepentant sinner, and also to secure an eternity with God in heaven after life on earth, the only way is to accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and accept him as your Savior. Our time on earth is truly brief, it's fleeting, and it is transient. Now I'm going to read a few Bible verses that buttress on the things which I have said so far. Galatians 5, verse 19 to 21, in the NIV version says, The acts of the sinful flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Romans 3 verse 23, in the New Living Translation, it says, everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. And Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Romans 6:23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 says, for there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and people. He is the man Christ Jesus. John 14 verse 6, it says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 in the New International Version, it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And lastly, John chapter 3 verse 16 to 17 in the New Living Translation says, this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. These Bible verses make it very clear that Jesus is actually and truly the only way to God and the only way to find eternal salvation. So, if you have not made that decision, if you are yet to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you right now to do that, because, as they say, tomorrow may be too late. So please say the following prayer if you desire to accept Jesus Christ now as your Lord and Savior. Say after me, dear Father God in heaven, I come to you today as I am. I thank you for giving me life. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I thank you for giving your Son Jesus Christ to die for my sins. I believe that he came to this earth, was crucified, died, buried, and he came back to life on the third day. I believe in you, and I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Today, I give you my life, and I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive me for my sins. I commit to follow you all the days of my life. And I receive your Holy Spirit now to help me to live a holy life. Thank you because I know you have heard me. Now I am a child of God. I am saved. I am no longer a sinner, and heaven is my final destination. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. And yes, you have just become born again. It's that simple, and you do not need to feel like it, because the Bible makes it clear in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10 in the New Living Translation. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. So, you only need to believe it, and then go ahead to tell others about it. Yes, also join a church or a Christian group of believers so that they can help you grow in your faith. And I am confident that soon enough you will begin to see the difference in your life physically. And please feel free to contact me if you have any questions or if you need any help regarding the Christian faith. I will be more than willing to help you. Thank you for making this great decision today, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please do share it to tell others about Jesus also. It is the next best decision you can make today. God bless you, and see you in another episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Glory Place podcast. The Glory Place is a place where true peace, hope, and rest are found. To find out more information about the Glory Place Ministry, please visit our website at www.theglorieplaceministry.org. Thank you, and God bless you.